general terms, you said frequently that you wanted to make the Sino-U.S. relationship more personal. Is that the word? 人性化, is it more personal?
Yeah, it's to humanize.
It's to humanize, yeah. Humanize the relationship between right. Our two countries.
Right.
So could you give us an example that how does that work during some of the most difficult, even stormy times
right.
Between our two countries?
Right. And let me just say that our relationship, which is very large and multifaceted and complicated mm-hmm. increasingly, we don't need to always agree.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always need to see the world in the same shades of policy considerations. We can be different, and we will be different because of our traditions, our history, and our worldviews, but we can come together with a sense of respect and equality, which increasingly I think will be necessary in our relationship going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, I think it will be increasingly important for citizens in both countries to understand what this relationship means to them. So I call it humanizing the U.S.-China relationship.
So it's like people to people basis.
Yeah, well, it's not just people to people. It's bringing what most people perceive to be a very large and complicated and at times sensitive relationship down to, in America, we call it the grassroots. So the average citizen in America can say, I understand how I benefit from a strong U.S.-China relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I fear it, I understand it, and I gain something by supporting that relationship. So humanizing mm-hmm. the relationship such that the average citizen can say, that's a relationship that we must support because it produces jobs, it supports our local economy, and it helps the next generation understand the kind of world that they're walking into.
Mm. You rode bicycle to the foreign ministry. Was that also one way of, you know, humanizing the diplomacy?
Well, I guess you can call that a human form of transportation. Human power, as they call it.
But that was not the typical diplomatic protocol.
Well, it just so happens that I live fairly close to the foreign ministry, and it just so happens that I enjoy riding my Yongzhou Zixingshe, and it just so happens that it was a very nice day, as has happened two or three different times as I've ridden my bike to the foreign ministry.